Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Even with a bag at third is Candelario. As the pitch swung on, ripped into right center field, up the alley. Thompson on the run to the gap, reaches out, can't get it. Dove on the warning track for it, couldn't come up with it. Rojas around second. He's trying for third. The relay is late, and it's a triple for Johan Rojas to start off the inning.
Your boy. Your guy here.
All right.
How about these Phillies? At least there was one good thing that happened last night. A little silver lining. Something to smile about on a tough night at Philadelphia Sports.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, something. I'm not saying it evened it out, but the Phillies are not just hot. They are red hot. 7 in a row. They are now up to 15-8 start. Which, this is it. I mean, I guess it wasn't a hot start the first 2 weeks, but 15-8 through 23 games, they have achieved a hot start. Only one team in the NL has more wins than them. This pitching staff has been outrageous. We'll get to some Ranger stats in a second, but Hugh, the numbers keep piling up here. About a week ago, you said they were going to end up the season averaging 6 runs per game. We laughed, and since then, all they've done is average like 7 or more runs per game. 7 more last night. Your guy Rojas, Cody Clemens, who is up because Bryce Harper.
Yeah, because Bryce Harper, he's on paternity
leave. Yes, he's going to be away for 3 days with the birth of their third child, which is great for the Harpers. But Cody Clemens arrives, and it's a home run late. Hugh, just a ho-hum 7-0 win last night for the Phillies. No big deal.
Yeah, and the Cincinnati Reds, which they have a winning record. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people like, listen, it's not lost on me. I just want to say this for all the people that like to, you know, add perspective or reality to the conversation. It's not lost on me that there's 162 games played in baseball. And it's not lost on me that right now, Johan Rojas is playing well. But don't try to poo-poo on the guy for hitting what he's hitting just because you played bad teams. Last time I checked, the White Sox, they get paid. And who else did they beat up on?
The Rockies.
The Rockies get paid as well. Now, you can make an argument that, you know, the teams aren't as good as other teams, but they're still professional teams. And the last time I checked, Cincinnati Reds, to get a triple off the Reds, they got some pretty good, decent pitches. And they're a young, up-and-coming team, so just don't try to diminish the man's moment. That's all I'm saying.
Well, he's having a nice run here, and the Phillies are having an incredible run. So 7 in a row. And Ranger Suarez, I felt it after his second start of the year. He's pitching and looking like an all-star. This might be the year. And we were down in spring training. We talked to JT
Suarez.
Well, the way he's pitching, yeah. 7 innings last night, only 2 hits allowed, 5 strikeouts, 1 walk. He has a 1.36 ERA. You wake up this morning, 3 Phillies are in the top 9 of the NL Cy Young odds. 3. That's pretty remarkable. Obviously, you know, I mean, there's no question that Wheeler is the favorite or co-favorite for the award. He's one of the best pitchers in baseball. Nola is always going to kind of be in that mix as long as ERA is down because he pitched a lot of innings and he's a good pitcher. And now Ranger added to the mix. And how about this, these couple stats with Ranger? 25 consecutive scoreless innings. It's the longest streak by a Philly since Cliff Lee in 2011.
I remember that name, Cliff Lee.
Yeah, well, Cliff Lee was an unbelievable pitcher. Yeah. I loved watching him pitch, but Ranger could top Cliff Lee in his next start, but he's 5 innings, 5 2/3 behind. So he pitches 6 scoreless in his next start, and he has the longest streak since before that. I mean, it's been a long time since a pitcher do this. And then this one just sums up how good the Phillies have been and Rangers been and Trey's been lately. Trey Turner has scored 13 runs himself since Ranger last allowed a run. That's pretty remarkable. I mean, that shows you how long this
turned
has been
the
going
corner.
On.
Been turning the corner.
Well, the whole team has. I mean, they're just rolling right now. And they're pitching every night. I expect good pitching. That's what it's been the entire season. They've had maybe, I don't know, four or five rough nights or not so great nights out of the starters. But other than that, maybe it's even less than that. Maybe it's like three. Every night, you expect them to go out there and pitch really well. Sanchez tonight, and we'll see if the Phillies can keep rolling. But a good win for the Phillies last night. And it does feel like it means a little more that it was in the Rockies and White Sox. It was like, oh, they could do this to the Reds? Good. They're off to a good start on the road here. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you feeling good about the run score prediction? I mean, all they do is hit since you said it, Hugh.
You know, I'm not – I've been lucky. I'm just going to say that. It's been lucky that I said it when I said it, and they've produced when they are. That's a little bit lofty. Those expectations were lofty, but I'm still stick with it.
Don't got to be so humble, Hugh.
No, I got to be because, you know, this thing could turn in a heartbeat.
No, I think you should play this up. So I'm just saying, last year, Jack got a lot of credit for turning the season around because Trey turned around. The Phillies started hitting. This year, they weren't hitting until Hugh put a big prediction on
You know what? You know what's the funny thing about that? Ever since I said that, like, Jack usually has something snarky to say because he said when I said it
that
last week, he was
like
being
Jack.
Real snarky. He hasn't said a word to me since they've been hitting like this. So maybe that's who I'm going to pick.
He's probably upset that you took his thunder.
Yeah, a little
it's
bit.
Like,
that's probably what it is. I didn't even think about
around.
It like that. But,
you saved
but
the Jack, Phillies.
Jack has been real quiet as far as his snarkiness the last couple of days.
Well, he just upset he didn't save the Phillies
yeah,
this year.
I'm going to that out.
You think he's feeling like it, like elbowed out into the third
A little bit
third
as,
spot
as far as the baseball guy. Yeah,
well, he's not the baseball guy around here anymore.
That's right.
Yeah, I think he feels some kind of way. Just a little bit.
I mean, Hugh, you got to save some for the rest of us. You're Mr. Black Hockey,
yeah.
Mr. Baseball on the show.
No,
and of course,
he's not
you know,
Mr. Defense.
Played football.
Yeah, he's not Mr. Defense anymore.
You got to make a statement.
Hugh, here's what I'll say, man. Like, you should dunk on Joe. You should dunk on me because if the roles were reversed, we'd have no problem dunking on you.
No, yeah.
Listen.
Oh, totally.
You guys dunk on me every day. What's the difference? Like, I get one out of 50 times. What are
get
you talking
your
about?
Shot back, man. You're good.
I mean, you're the baseball guy.
I remain humble. I'm going to remain humble in this situation.
I'll be the opposite humble for you, okay? I'll be braggadocious. You are the baseball guy at WIP. I'm the former defensive player. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah,
that's fine. It is. 215-592-9494. All right, now that we had 2 minutes of laughter and fun, let's get back to misery. Sixers reaction from last night. George, what's up, George?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, George, what are you feeling today, bud?
Oh, man, first and foremost, I love your show, guys. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Thank you, George. We appreciate you. So what are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking a lot. Right now I'm a parking enforcement officer. I'm giving anybody with New York tags a ticket. I don't care if it's 1,000 miles away from a damn hydrant or a ticket for being obnoxious fans. They can't stand them Knickerbocker fans. Well, number one of my pointers is the timeout. The last caller called saying about a timeout that he was passive, Nick Nurse. I mean, a timeout's a timeout, guys. No matter what, it's simple. That's how I look at it.
So, George, before you go on, I agree with you, right? If you make the T symbol, you're calling a timeout. It just – when I watched the replay, it's like he did it. And then, you know when you watch a coach call a timeout, they'll, like, keep hitting their hand, right? Like, make the T over and over again. The
Correct.
First time he called it, it's like he did it once and then he pulled it back as if he didn't really want it. So I just wonder if the ref really caught him doing it because he didn't keep doing it the first time.
Yeah, I watched that. And, I don't know. I feel like the timeout's a timeout. I mean, to me, it's that simple, but I get it. He wasn't as, you know, aggressive, I guess. Secondly, the rebounding. Howard Eskin hit it, the nail on – he hit it. He hit the nail on the head because the rebound's killing us. That's given the difference because of the second and third chance scoring for the New York Knickers, Knickerbockers. They're killing us with the rebound. That deflates a team, especially the Sixers. You know, after a second or third rebound, they're scoring off of that. So it's killing us. It deflates the team.
It is. And, George, the way Brunson is shooting, they're not – like, the Knicks aren't good enough offensively to beat the Sixers without those rebounds. Like, that's the only way they're getting enough points. Because if you look at their shooting percentage, it stinks. Like, they're not shooting well in either game this year.
Especially with them lucky, lucky shots they're getting off the glass and so forth. So, you know, I guess a little luck pours in as well. Third, the officiating. I have no clue. I'm confused on how they're calling the game, you know, whether they're going to let them play or is it going to be, you know, every little call they're going to call
that
a whistle.
That was my
blow
issue
the whistle.
With the refereeing because it's like they let them play one time and then they start getting whistly and then they put
right,
the whistles
so,
up.
So I'm confused on that. You know, as far as like where are we going? You know, it's like they're just calling to call. You know, there's no, I don't know. There's nothing in harmony as far as, you know, with the refs. And lastly, Hugh, I'm glad you mentioned earlier on one of my favorite movies of all time, Young Frankenstein. Do you remember when Gene Wilder told Igor from Young Frankenstein, he's like, "What's that hump behind you?" And Igor says, "What hump? That hump? What hump?" He had a hump behind his back. Classic movie. Just want to tell you guys, you know, love you guys, love my brothers. And
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, go Sixers, man, you know.
Appreciate it.
George, we appreciate it. Go Sixers. Hopefully we got some better vibes to talk about later this week. All right, let me throw this at you guys with a Nick Nurse coaching decision. And is it time for him to change it or just let it be?
I think I know what you're about
to. All right, so Josh Hart was not a great three-point shooter during the season. I think it was like 31%. And in the last 9 games of the regular season, he hit 5 total three-pointers. So you could tell in the first 2 games what the strategy is. Let him shoot, right? He's not a good shooter.
Because you don't see it coming.
He's hit 7 in the first 2 games. Is it time for the Sixers to change their strategy or like just let it play out, because the more he shoots, he's going to eventually miss?
That's a good question. I think.
What do you do?
I think he's feeling it right now. Momentum was on his side up there. I'll keep it the strategy. Let him shoot.
I let him shoot. I ride it out.
I let him ride it out, because you know we got Batum coming home now, so you know we got our guy.
So I generally agree with you that if you have a below average 3-point shooter, go ahead, shoot it as much as you want, because over time, right, it's going to even out. My only fear on this, Kyle, is that he's on a heater. And then we're going to walk away in 2 games and be like, they left him open the entire series, and he just banged in 15 of these.
Well,
it all depends on how it goes in that.
I know. When
he gets, like, if he hit 3 of them things at the beginning of game 3. Then maybe you change the strategy.
It really has been their strategy, like almost doubling or sending help to Brunson and leaving Hart all by himself, and he just keeps knocking these threes in.
I feel like at the end of the game it worked out in the Sixers' favor doing that, because he did miss a few.
He did.
He pulled up at the 3 and he missed some. So I think that was – that was the right strategy. Like, if the guy hits 4 of 5 his first threes, odds are he's going to miss 1 or 2 in the next. Like, I think the fact that he was so hot was the reason that you're like, okay. I mean, like, he almost has to, just by, you know, law of averages, regression to the mean, like, he was going to miss some. I think that was the right call.
Yeah, it's almost like in baseball, you keep walking someone to get to the next hitter, and the next hitter just keeps hitting, like, making you, killing you for it. I understand why Nurse is doing this, and his regular season number tells you you want him to shoot, but boy, he shot it well the first couple games here. Let's talk to Nick in Burlington. Hey, Nick.
Hey, what's up, guys? First-time caller, long-time listener, so appreciate it. So last night, you know, I was watching the game, and of course, you know, I was just thinking to myself, like, the refs, right? Of course, it's playoff time. Of course, you're going to get, you know, bad calls that either go your way or go the other team's way, vice versa. You know, so I'm just thinking about the whole scenario, like, with the refs. There was even bad calls during the game one of the Cleveland game, right? They were just letting them play, like, physical, no calls being called. So I'm like, what's this happening? Like, is there some way to fix it? I mean, because – you know, like with the Lakers, right? Like even last night,
like D'Angelo Russell gets hit in the face, there was no call, right? So I'm just thinking, like, what can the replay center do? And I get, like, there was this morning I was watching ESPN and they were saying, like, there's some bit of a, like, grievance policy with this. Like, this is crazy. And I'm not sure, like, how it's going to affect game three. I know we're at home. So, and my thing is, like, for me in football, I'm a Charger fan. So, of course, I've seen games like this where, you know, there's crazy moments and then bad calls are happening. Of course. So, like, it's like game three, the Sixers, we have to turn it up a bit. You know, we have to turn it up a notch. And I hope we can win. Joel gets healthy, you know, gets some treatment today, you know, comes home for game three. And then we have to come out with a dog mentality, you know.
They do. And I think they can. I think they probably will win game three. I just hope they get up off the mat because that's a tough loss to get to like just, you know, get your energy back from.
Right. And exactly like I just said, you know, like with me being a Charger fan, like I was just texting my dad last night, who's a Sixer fan, and I'm a Sixer fan too. I was like saying, like, if you think about it, the Chargers are always in these type of games in football. The Sixers always are in these type of games of basketball. You know, like nail biting at the end of your seat, you know, a lot of craziness is happening, timeouts, the refs, the whole nine. And it's like, you know, as a fan, you know, that's what makes me so hyped and so optimistic, you know, and Knicks fans, that just made me boil last night, what they were chanting at Embiid, you know, like Embiid's a good player, you know, so that means us as Sixer fans, you know, we have to stay right behind our team. And, you know, stay full force, you know, stay full force.
Well, I imagine the crowd will be, Nick. And, Nick, we appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be raucous here.
They just need to get off to a good start because I think the crowd's going to be a little uneasy, a little worried about the series, right? Like, a good start, the crowd will be great. The bad start, it might get a little anxious in that building.
A little anxious.
Yeah, it might get a lot anxious. It might. I mean, that's just the reality of it. Like,
No, I was like a little. Like, they were booing in these series. They start booing.
Yeah.
So, it might get a little
the Sixers need a
loud
lead
and boisterous
out the gate. And I think they probably will get one. I agree with Howard on that. These usually when it goes 2-0, unless it's a mismatch, you get the team that's down, comes back home, and they win game three. Hopefully that happens on Thursday. All right, Kyle, do we have an update here on the tampering situation? So the NFL said they were going to maybe have a resolution on a couple tampering things. One, the Cousins to the Falcons, and the other one was Saquon to the Eagles. What do we got here?
Yeah, so Ian Rappaport from the NFL, the league's review into the Falcons and Eagles' potential tampering is ongoing and will not conclude this week. So if there's going to be draft picks involved, they'll be next year's draft.
So they're cool, so they won't get the draft picks.
So they don't have they didn't conclude the investigation, which means they can't take draft picks away from us this year.
But they'll get them if they get them.
They are, obviously considering penalizing us for tampering.
I don't understand. How could it not be done? Like, what is there?
They don't have
do?
Enough evidence.
Enough evidence? This isn't a murder trial. It's did they call Saquon Barkley before they were allowed to?
Just see if the glove fits and go on from there.
It's just wild to me that this has to linger in. Well, here's what I'm thinking. Obviously, I don't want the Eagles to lose any draft picks. But, you know, sometimes you make trades with next year's picks, right? Like, I'd like to know. Like, I think Howie would like to
you
know what
he has. You
want to
know what the punishment is before you get to next year's draft.
Or I think they don't have many picks next year to begin with. So, like, do they need to trade for a trade back in the draft and get in this draft
like what
to get
moves
a pick
do you
for
make
next
now?
Year?
Yeah, see, I see what you're saying. What moves do you make now to try to compensate?
How long does it take to conclude these investigations? Do they have real detectives on this?
You said real.
I'm serious. Like, what is the investigation entail that they can't wrap it up by Thursday?
I guess they're going to go through the phone records and stuff like that. They got expert witnesses or whatever. It takes a little time. These investigations take time.
Expert witnesses?
Yes. I just made that part up. I was watching, you know, a little Law and Order.
Oh, okay. It's just like that.
Yeah. It probably is.
Every time they do this, don't they make it sound much more important than it is?
How long did they take for Bountygate? That was a while.
Yeah, it was a while.
That Bounty Gate was a while. And that was all it was like, what, deflated balls. But they had to make sure.
Well, that was Deflate Gate. Bounty Gate was Sean Payton and
But Deflate Gate took a long time, too, didn't it? Yeah, both of them.
Well, wasn't there an appeal on the Deflate Gate?
It was something.
Deflate Gate was so dumb.
No, the best was when Coach Belichick threw. I don't know nothing about them balls. That ain't my call. That's on Tom.
Yeah, he threw him under the bus.
Tom has the balls before the game. That's what he said.
He put it all on Brady. Let's go to Brandon in Wilmington. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, guys. Great show, as always.
Thank you, Brandon. What are you feeling today?
I agree with you that it was on the refs, you know, feeling like they were a little inconsistent. But I also agree with Joe, because the Sixers players would kind of let up expecting a foul, and then they would, you know, look punked when they didn't get the calls that they wanted. So I really think it's just kind of on them to adapt. But even though yesterday was a crushing loss, it always makes me feel better to watch the video online of that fraud loser, Howard Eskin, throwing the first pitch right into the dirt in Wilmington.
He's a fraud.
Okay, sometimes you need a little comic relief. Yeah, Brandon,
he just called to do that, shots.
He just wanted – well, I mean, Howard, you know.
You got to love people that look, just called to take shots, though.
That's well, Howard cool. started it. I mean, Howard will go after the Sixers, and people who love the Sixers will go back after Howard. This has been ongoing for a very long time now. Yeah, I mean, is it fun to watch Howard throw that pitch? Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Pretty awesome.
Have you guys watched it more than once? I have not. That's because you're concentrating on throwing your first pitch.
I don't
need those negative vibes and the bad juju. You know,
let me get through my moment, because somebody might be calling in talking about, you know, I made their day by screwing up the pitch that I threw.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we'll play the video all the time. Social pages. Yeah, it'll be everywhere. Have you been, how's the arm feeling? You been icing it lately?
It's feeling pretty good.
Any ice or not?
No ice. I'm not throwing any heat. I was out there, you know, trying to get Harper right yesterday. So, you know, just threw a little, you know, just a little long toss. That's it.
I mean, I'm telling you guys, Hugh's been practicing in the studio.
Yes. And been pitching to my son. He's been trying to get him, you know. Harper went what? He went 1,000 yesterday. He batted 1,000. He got every hit.
Phillies. Yeah. He's red hot.
He's red hot right now.
Let's talk to Jake in Delco. Hey, Jake.
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Jake. What are you feeling?
I had something about that Kevin too.
About what? I missed that.
About Coward Eskin.
Oh, what do you want to say about Coward?
All right, well, I'll start with this. So he calls Elliot clickbait Park,
mm-hmm.
right?
He does, yes.
Well, you know what? He baits all the same as he does. But you know what his bait is? His bait is negativity and hate. And he's always got these flaming hot negative takes. So he's just as much of a baiter as him. But Elliot is not a treasonous baiter, because Howard, it should be the gallows at sunrise for him for the crime of treason against the Philadelphia sports community, because an unwritten rule, just like you never root for Dallas, is you never be happy when a Philadelphia sports team lose, and you can tell with him. It's palpable. He is happy when they lose.
And so I would say this. I always feel a little bit of a different tone, Eagles, Phillies compared to Sixers. I mean, that I feel it a little different. Sixers are different for him.
I don't feel
he's happy if the Eagles lose ever. No, and I don't think he's actually happy the Sixers lose. But I do think he's got a little. He wants to show you that his take was maybe a little bit more right than everybody else's on the.
You
Sixers.
Mean more like an I told you? Well, so.
Yeah, kind of anything. An I told you so. I feel that more than
yeah.
Anything.
Well, maybe when Hugh's done with that panel of experts, they can try the trial of Howard Eskin.
You know what? I think that's a great idea for the show, the trial of Howard Eskin. What do you guys think of that?
Yes.
I'd love to put Howard
on
trial.
What are we trying him for?
For treason.
Okay.
And I know him and Marcus Hayes don't like each other, but maybe they can make sweet Sixers hate love over all this.
Well, I did see Marcus's column this morning. He said the Sixers didn't have enough heart to beat the Knicks, which –
yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Marcus called me names too.
Yeah, he was listening. He hears your ridiculous take on the refs. I know.
Oh, by the way, you know who that caller, he does sound like Doc Rivers, but even more so, I was telling Kyle this, he sounds like Joe Conklin's Doc Rivers, like to a T.
Oh, he did. Yeah. You know what?
Yes.
I think we need to hear that again. And Jake, man, we appreciate the phone call.
Joe Conklin ain't funny though. He's not.
You ever tell him that to his face?
Yeah, I tell Joe that every time
every
I
time
see him.
Every time he walks by,
I'm
it.
Like, Joe, you ain't funny.
So can we hear that again? So we had a caller earlier. His name was OG from, was it Warrington? It was OG from Warrington.
Yep.
And as he was talking, it struck us that he sounded like Doc Rivers.
Here's the thing. Buddy Hield, if Joel gets under the basket, Buddy Hield will get an open shot. When the beat is out there,
and then there's Doc
he's bringing all that.
He sounded like Dick Vitale to me.
It's almost like Doc trying to disguise his voice.
See, I think what got me was the here's the thing. That's something that Doc would say to start off the whole.
Yeah.
Like, you know, here's
I'm going to say it slowly.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
You got to find a clip at some point of Doc saying, I can hear it too, of Doc saying, here's the thing. I bet he has said that. You know what? When Ethan from Doylestown called me a few years ago and sounded just like Howie, I walked away believing it was Howie. And I'm going to choose to believe this was Glenn Rivers calling from Milwaukee.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
Well, how funny would it be? I mean,
sometimes we live in our own truth.
It's the cherry on top of the Sixers nonsense the last couple of years. If one of their ex-coaches calls in to defend themselves a year after they're not even here anymore.
Here's the thing.
That would be funny.
Be amazing.
That would be hilarious. That would be.
Yeah, it would show how locked in Doc is on his own series, that he's listening to WIP calling to defend. And he did, that caller did out of nowhere defend Doc Rivers. Doc didn't even come up much today. I guess maybe a couple people said, like, Nurse and Doc,
classic
whatever.
Doc Rivers move.
It would be a total Doc Rivers move. All right, 215-592-9494. We got an hour to go. We'll get to everyone's phone calls. Your reaction on the Sixers. You blame the refs more or the Sixers more for blowing that thing last night. Plus, we had a daily mock. 3 days away. 3 days until the NFL draft. You got to hear also what Daniel Jeremiah said about what he thinks the Eagles will do and something he said the Eagles have zero chance of doing. That's all coming up next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Everyone knows by now the major news, the new big acquisition. Kyle Schwarber's newest teammate, me. No, I'm not playing for the Fightins, but as you've heard, I've partnered with Kyle and Yards Brewing Company's Philly Standard Beer, the tailgate beer. This season, when Kyle goes yard, beers are on Kyle. Here's how it works. At bars all over the area, you can enjoy a free Philly Standard the day after Kyle goes yard. All you have to do is download the Yards Brewing Company app for details and a participating bar near you. Yards Brewing Company, celebrating 30 years, made by Philadelphia. Drink responsibly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.